Now you said,
yeah,
start recording.
Yeah.
But then you weren't recording.
Right.
I'm just saying that you're not the recording boss of me.
Okay. You should, like, you know, pretend that you're in some sort of like weird cavern and you should just yell stuff out and we'll see how much of an echo there is.
Oh, should we set up the fact that there's an echo in here, or do people know it?
I think they can just hear it. So now just start yelling. You start yelling stuff that would echo well.
I don't know. What would you yell?
Like something with a couple of L's, like hello, hello, hello.
Oh, no. I know what you'd yell into a cavern. Hey, are you guys stuck in that cave?
Good. That echoes well. I think you need like a little bit of something that's got more than one syllable, a couple syllables.
Okay. Remember, like in Huck Finn, didn't they get stuck in the cave?
I don't remember.
You yelled that guy's name. I'm not gonna.
No.
Hello and welcome to episode 474 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, also known as
The Five.
Yeah, The Five.
Rolling in The Five.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on in The Five?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, last week, I think we had a pretty killer opening, or at least according to my kids who listened to the first 8 minutes of the podcast.
They mentioned them. I think that's probably
Well, there was that, but also they thought it was funny, especially like a little bit of the baseball jargon about tossing muffins and going Yahoo. Those were celebrated lines at our house.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So had he heard of that? He heard of tossing muffins?
But muffins, yes. Yahoo, no. So, yeah, okay. He liked that. Jack liked that. Sarah also thinks everything.
Technically, Yahoo.
Yeah. Yahoo. What did I say?
Tanya. It's, you know, whatever.
Okay. Definitely everything that you say is basically like golden gems from Sarah. Like she just thinks you're the bee's knees when it comes to comedy. So if you were to put out a comedy album, I'm pretty sure she would buy 11 of them. So
I would do well with that crowd, eh?
Yeah, with that demographic, yeah. The 12 to 14-year-old girls demographic.
Okay, and I'm not even in the One Direction.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'm assuming, is that still a thing? What are the kids?
I think it's,
what does she listen to?
I don't know. I shudder to think.
Shawn Mendes, I think.
Maybe. She listens to a lot of, I feel like it's female pop artists. Maybe Ariana Grande. Uh-huh. I think no more Taylor Swift, but there's others. Like
there's the
Lizzo. Lizzo, I think, is on there.
That can't be good.
I know.
I don't know who Lizzo. I know Lizzo because of the controversy, but I'm going to say her name wrong. Camila Cabello?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's one for sure.
She's in everything. She's featured in everything.
She's going to her concert this coming, I don't know, whenever she's coming to Vancouver. They already have tickets, her and a couple of her friends.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So there you go. She likes concerts. Sarah likes concerts.
That's great. And does she buy the t-shirts?
Usually, yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
That hurts Dad's wallet right there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That stings. Yeah. It's like you used to think like, oh, a $30 t-shirt at a concert is expensive. Now they're like at least 50. They got to be 50.
Yeah. No, we had this discussion before. And I think it was around, was it you and I, or maybe it was Randall and his kids and whomever went to the Taylor Swift, like the 1989, I'm going to say. Is that the concert?
Yeah. Sarah went to that. Yeah.
Okay. Didn't happen then. Obviously, that's the name of the album, right? And the tour.
Yeah.
But I remember like they bought... The kids bought the shirts and they were $50.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they're looking at me like they're waiting for me to kind of go, what? And I said, no, I bought a Kids Are All Right shirt from when I went to see The Who in 1989, and I'm sure it was $30.
Right.
In 1989. So yeah.
Prorated. This
yeah. I'm looking at. It's I mean, you can see through it. It's that, you know, it's so cheap and thin, but I still have it.
Yeah.
Still wear it. And I also got one from the Rolling Stone steel wheels the same year.
Oh, yeah. My brother had that with the big tongue sticking out, right?
No, nah, I don't which, forget which one I had, but it's ugly. Like, it was so ugly, I just said, I can never wear this. This is terrible.
Yeah.
So did not keep that one. Then it wasn't the big tongue. The big tongue would have been cool, but no, the steel wheels one was no good.
Okay.
All right.
There you go. Concert t-shirt updates.
Can you buy concert t-shirts online if you can?
Oh, I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can.
I found some shirts online. Like, I've been looking for some shirts and like some kind of random shirts from movies, and I forget what they were. There was a couple that I thought would have been hilarious. Oh, there's one I'm actually going to make. Not the one we spoke of last week. I got two t-shirts to make now.
Okay. Oh, I thought it was hilarious, the beeping out of your idea. That was very clever. I didn't think you'd actually do that. And my kids were really, like, they thought you must have sworn. They were trying to figure out what the beeping was about. They're like, "What, Dad? What did he say?" And so that was really a cliffhanger from last week. So I don't know if you want to string them along. No, I didn't remember. Come on.
Okay, yeah. Luckily, I do remember. Okay, I didn't keep the original recording. So, that shirt. I'm not going to announce it on the air. I'm really going to make that shirt and sell it on, not necessarily as a Two Hosers product, but like just in general. Like you can sell t-shirts online if you're clever enough.
Okay, and you think you're clever?
Well, there's zero risk, so I'm not saying I'm clever. I'm clever enough to give it a try.
Okay, I gotcha.
But there's another one that I'm not going to sell, but I'm going to make. And actually, I'm spoiler alert. I mean, it's going to be probably make it and give it to you guys for Christmas next year.
Great.
Just yeah, great. Awesome.
I can't wait.
Oh geez, only 11 more months.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you'll get it for Canada Day, but it's got no relation to Canada Day. It's just that that's sooner than
if it's red, then we can all wear it on Canada Day.
No, I don't think it's going to be red.
Oh, what a letdown.
What color t-shirts do you like? Come on.
I'm big on blues and grays.
There you go.
Okay. Kind of a blue-gray guy.
Yeah, I don't know. There you go. I hear you. Anyways, if you want to go through and buy your concert t-shirts, buy them on Amazon. Click through our site and help us out.
Okay.
I picked up some, took a bit of a downturn in the spending because of all the...
Saws.
Yeah.
Lots of saws.
But I did buy some spice jars.
Okay, for the spice rack.
For the spice rack that I'll get around to making, yes.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It got bumped down the priority list, though, the spice rack.
Okay.
First up, got to make a stand for my table saw, ironically.
Okay.
It's like, never mind, that's I'm not going to go down that reference. I just realized right out of the gate, it's not that funny, so.
Okay. I'm glad to hear this is already, you're improved from the last 8 years of podcasting, is that you're
realizing? Yeah. It's nine. Yeah.
feels like 11.
Feels like eternity. Anyways, on the home improvement front, though, that's why the echo. I was going to mention there's probably going to be a decent concert hall echo on my end this week. I painted my office. I'm redoing my office. Went with a nice blue. Speaking of the colors that you like,
yeah.
Because I had when I originally moved in here and painted it, I thought, look, my office. I want just something neutral. It was more like an earth tone. I was like, oh, I'm gonna be like clay, like just go smudge clay on the walls, you know, like a beige. It's just beige. And I thought, okay, here's my thinking. It's a nice calming earth tone, and it's such a neutral color that it will not affect how I edit photos.
Oh, gotcha. That's good thinking.
No, it's overthinking.
Okay. Sorry. It was stupid. That's not good. That's not good.
Yeah, no, you're fine. It, in theory, on paper, great thinking. In reality, what are you doing? Just go ahead and paint it a nice color that you like.
Okay.
Productive color.
Sure.
Yeah. So I did. And that's why. So I pulled everything out. It's pretty good actually. It's a little bit. It was quite a bit darker, but I don't mind that. But I did the old move where I'm like, look, I don't need to have. You know what I hate? I hate having like a half a can of paint just kicking around the house for 4 years that you don't use.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? I don't need 5 liters. So the next one down is 2.5 liters. It tells you that's about right. You'll be fine. I was exactly fine.
Okay.
Almost. So I had to basically drive back to the store today with half one of the, like the biggest wall, but it was half done. Like all the three remaining walls done.
Right.
The big wall half done. I had to go back and buy more paint. Like
okay.
All right, that's just a pain. Why would you do that? Just
is that
buy
the
more.
End of
buy
the story. Is that that's it?
Point being, my office is empty right now, and hence the super big echo.
Ah, okay, that's how we were getting to that. You just like the previous saw story. You should have probably cut that one off.
Wasn't the saw story that I cut off?
Okay.
So I bought new doors as well. Bought new doors and new frames and going to replace the floor. So it's all part of a big week coming.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, hence the echo.
Okay. What about photo stuff?
Okay, photo stuff. Well, no, but I want to reference last week's episode real quick.
Okay.
It occurred to me after I published it. When you were saying, hey, I got back on my fitness thing, and I said, oh yeah, let's do the 6-pack challenge next summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to give the impression that I have a 6-pack.
Okay.
I do not. I definitely do not have I don't think I have a 1-pack. It's nothing. I don't want to give the false impression.
Are you just clearing the air here?
I'm just clearing the air. I've never had a 6-pack. I can't imagine I will. I would do it out of spite. If you were to say, hey, let's do the 6-pack challenge, I will do it out of complete spite.
I'm not even sure about whether it's possible for me to have a 6-pack, but again, there's no harm in trying.
Oh, so you are? Oh, darn it. Okay, I guess we're doing it. I didn't want to do it.
Okay. Well, I think it's a good goal. Let's shoot for it. Let's shoot for the moon.
I like chocolate though.
Yep, so do I.
So what is going to be the hard part? I'll give up chocolate once the outdoor pool opens again. That's fine. I can do that.
Okay.
Beer though?
Yeah, beer's definitely a tough one.
Yeah, and that one's probably the most egregious of all of them.
Yes, definitely. All right. I don't think you have to give it up. I think it's you got to really moderate.
Or switch to heroin.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. All right, doctor. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Got my camera back.
Yes.
I told you last week that it was going to cost 160 euros, I think I said.
Yeah, sounds about right.
167 with shipping, all shipping included. 167 euros all in.
And?
Seems to be good now. Shot around a little bit. It actually focuses. Tack sharp.
That's good.
Gonna have to keep shooting and let you know, of course. But I hope we're good now. It's nice and clean. But here's the only rub, which I should have thought of. And it's not the worst thing in the world. But they do, essentially, because they go in and... I don't know what they do. Give you a new camera, maybe. Who knows? But they do a factory reset. So all your settings are bye-bye.
Gotcha.
So all the little,
customizations.
Yeah, custom tweaks I've made, like reassigning buttons to do this and do that and have different color profiles and stuff that I use for video and all gone, which I was like, oh, I forget how I even did this. How do you do this again? But so I'm halfway back to where it should be, but happy to have an autofocus work again though.
Good stuff.
And with that, did you shoot anything interesting? Even though I got my camera back, I didn't.
I shot, we were away in a hockey tournament. So I did some photos, hockey photos, and that was it. That's the only place I was between last time we spoke and again, a couple days that I worked. So yeah, mostly video, did a lot of video. And I haven't gone through the video yet, but Yeah, I did
shot
some
with your little video camera.
Yeah, shot with my little video camera that I bought, you know, for baseball last year. Some stuff from the bench, some stuff from behind the glass, just a mix of stuff. Same with the photos. One game I think I shot from the bench, and then the rest I didn't take a lot of photos. I took some because Coach is a graphic designer, and he makes these really cool hockey cards each year, like better than I can do. Really, really high end with proper card stock and all of the like he makes his own kind of border. Sometimes he actually replicates exactly what the current hockey card is. Like he does some cool stuff. This year he's going to try to make clear cut cards because he has all kinds of tools and abilities that I don't have. So you've seen those clear cut cards?
No.
Where it's basically completely clear, almost like plexiglass, and the card image is basically sort of etched on there.
Okay.
So you have to see them. They're in like now, they're kind of like very rare cards that exist within kind of like subsets in a card series. Like Upper Deck will have, you know, 15 clear cuts in their set, but they're not part of the sort of base set. They're special cards. They're really cool. Tim Hortons this year with their hockey card collection had some clear cuts. They're really, really cool. He's going to try to replicate that. So I can't wait to see what he does. But
nice.
I'm trying to make sure that there's, you know, a decent card image for each kid, something that would go well on a card, and then he's going to do the rest. So it's great for me. I sit back, I just take the photos, and then he can do the rest. And like I said, some people you hand the stuff off to and you're like, oh, they're going to butcher my stuff. Not the case here. He's really good.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's that. And like a whole pile of video that I'm going to go through. And my intent is to kind of make like, you know, sort of the year end video like I did last year, kind of build a little bit of a story and, you know, mix in some photos with some video and just try to tell like an 8 or so minute story from hockey that, you know, the kids and parents all sort of like. That's
now
it.
Now I got something, another call coming in.
Oh no.
I have to ignore that. I think he got the days mixed up. He actually is a listener of the show. So Sean, tomorrow.
Saw we'll
talk
guy.
Tomorrow.
Saw
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. We'll talk tomorrow. The your camera shoots 60 frames per second.
My video camera.
Yes.
Sure does.
Is that all it does, or can you switch that? Can you shoot at 24 frames?
Oh, it can switch, yeah.
Okay, so what do you normally shoot at? Like, if you're just going to shoot regular video just to play back, what do you shoot it at?
I think I shoot it at 60.
Okay, so here's the move. Here's what I would do if I was you.
Okay.
I would shoot everything at 24, because that's like the sort of the film movie look, right?
Yeah.
And then some stuff you shoot at 60. And here's why. You can then slow it down to 40%, which is 24 frames per second, but it is now in slow motion.
Gotcha.
And it's great looking slow motion.
Yeah, that's why I shoot the 60, is because of how good the slow motion looks. So sometimes like what I'll do is I'll play the clip, you know, a kid kind of rushing in on goal. And then just as he's shooting or finishing, I'll slow it down for like 2 seconds to the slow-mo part. And then I'll speed it back up again. And it just kind of like, just so sometimes the moves look really cool, but you just can't see it in full speed. It's just too quick. So I'll do that effect, not on everything, but on some of the really good moves, I'll do that. And then they go,
You heard the Matrix.
Yeah. Just like the Matrix.
Yeah. You do get a lot of that. All right. Well, I look forward to seeing that. All right. Let's get into the monthly challenge.
Okay.
That's the topic this week. It is this. This is the January, the monthly challenge. It was self-portrait.
Yeah.
And we should learn something about you. That's part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually pre-looked at the photos. I often don't do that before the podcast. My impressions are live, but I actually looked at the photos just before we started recording. And I was, again, I'm going to say it. I'm super impressed.
Are you?
Yeah, there's some good stuff this month with the challenge.
I fully agree.
Okay.
Fully agree. I'm pretty jazzed. So let's get right into it. Okay, so first up, I don't think this one's even part of it, really. Team what? Elmers, you looking at Team Elmers?
Yeah, that looks like a self-portrait.
I don't think so. I think this is an accident.
Okay.
Other than the fact that it is liked by Roger Dahlman, who is a listener and submitted. Hang on one sec. Hey, sweetie, turn the rice off. All right, a little behind the scenes of what's going on here at the house.
A little bit of rice talk.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit of not burning down the house talk.
Okay.
The so this looks like he actually tagged it Hey Hosers because it's other he works for a hose company.
Oh, I see.
So he's got the hose.
Yeah.
And they're doing some hosing.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is there's no other reference to hosers at all.
Or being a selfie.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe okay. It is. I included it just in case because I didn't want to, you know, I include everybody.
I'm okay with this being a selfie because it looks like it could be a selfie if he directed somebody. If this is the listener, he said, hey, take a picture of me doing this. And we're learning something about what he does. He's a hose guy.
Yeah.
So I think that this is a, this qualifies.
I definitely qualifies. That's why I threw it in there. I'm just saying, I'm not sure it was intentional. That's all.
Gotcha. I like it though. Good photo. Big hose.
Yeah. Big hose. Okay. Next up, this one definitely is part of it. Scott Borowy. Okay. Plexiglass does not produce a reflection as sharp as glass. Okay. You talk about this one. What's going on here?
I'm not sure.
This one is, isn't this one of those funky computers or something that has the plexiglass on, you can see inside?
Is it? I guess so. I was perplexed by this. Is this someone sitting behind plexiglass or is this?
Yes.
This is someone just sitting behind it, right? Like in a booth, more or less.
Well, I think he's sitting behind his computer. That's how I see it.
Oh man, I don't know. I'm confused, but I like it.
Yeah, I might not be smart enough.
No, I feel like, again, just first glance, I'm not looking at any of the details in terms of what was done. I'm just trying to figure out the image, but I like it. It almost feels like futuristic or something. I'm not sure what it is. Yeah,
it reminds me of, I can't think of what it reminds me of.
I feel like it reminds me of someone who's in a booth with like protected items in behind, like maybe at a police station or something.
Okay. And now here we go. I've gone online because I forgot to capture the explanation. So monthly photo challenge, self-portrait. I have not purchased a pre-built brand computer since pre Y2K. Swipe through to see all three. Okay. There's three images, the final, the unedited and a stand-in for manual focusing. That was cool. Final result didn't match my concept 100%, but I learned a lot creating this image. Shooting on the floor in a confined space is tough. And then plexiglass does not produce a reflection as sharp as glass. So, this is a computer.
Okay.
Which the fans kind of gave it away.
I can see the fans and then just like drives and a plug in the top right.
Yeah.
And then the GE Force, like that's all computer talk stuff for... like graphics cards and stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a reflection.
I'm not smart enough. Yeah.
If you click through, you'll see it is a reflection. He is standing behind, and that's his reflection that you see, not him through the unit.
Okay, so he's into computers, and it's cool. So good work. Yes.
Agreed.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Moving on, Doofus Photography. This one's called Production, which I don't know what that means.
He's in a warehouse, man. That's warehouse time.
It does look like a warehouse time, but then we have Making Foam, which I don't know what that hashtag means.
That's what the warehouse does.
Foam production?
Yeah. Foam house. House of foam. Sounds like a party place.
I've been to that party. I have a funny story. Did I ever tell you this story? The time I went to a
Okay, wait.
Hold on.
You just said it's a funny story. So this just go in your mind. Think about the next two paragraphs of information you're going to dispense. And really, is it
funny? Well, I'm not telling the funny story on the air. I'll be put in jail.
Okay.
Not because of me. Not what I did. Nothing I did. It won't be good for everybody involved. But I went to I attended a foam party. When I was in my 30s.
Okay.
I think I was in, I hope I was in my 30s and not my 40s.
Okay.
No, it was 30s. It was definitely his 30s. It was one of our buddies.
This is not German foam, right?
No. That's foam.
This is Canadian foam.
No, that's Schaum. That's a Schaum party.
Okay.
Yeah, this was in, I'm going to say Kelowna. It was in Kelowna. It was on somebody's stag party. So it would have been like early 2000s.
Was it at a warehouse? Was it a warehouse foam party?
I don't remember.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. We got out of there. Most of us got out of there alive. That's what I remember. I'll tell you the rest off air. I promise you it's a funny story, but off air.
Okay.
This is not, your kids don't get to hear this one for at least 5 years.
Gotcha.
All right. Anyways, so this is Duva's photography. He's not a fan. I hate taking selfies is one of the hashtags. I like this one though. This is really good. Like really, I don't even know if this is lit. This looks like he just shot it at the warehouse, but
yeah, I think it's just the overhead like lights that are there.
Yeah. Yeah. With a, you know, with a, like a, something like added like an F1.8 or something like that to sort of blow out the background. And it's nice, nice casual smile. We get to see who you are. Well done.
Agreed.
Okay. Next up. This is Darren VH. Film creeping selfie for the. Oh, I just saw him. I literally just saw his eyes right now.
I looked at that photo, this photo, for at least a minute before I could not figure out how this was a selfie or how this was a self-portrait. And again, just like you, it took a long time. It just blends into the background, the fact that there's a tiny little bit of his face and his eye. Spoiler alert about this photo. It is not obvious for sure. And
no.
I think because the portrait, like the person part, is really in the background and not in focus, that it's just, your eye doesn't go to it. So I'm not sure if it's well done or not well done. I don't know.
Oh, now
I'm undecided about this one because now that I know it's there, I like it more, but I still, I'm just like, eh. That's how I feel about this one.
I'm not going to sleep tonight. Darren's watching you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm, that's, I that's guarantee
the takeaway.
You.
Yeah, that's the takeaway.
Yeah, he lives in your attic.
Yeah, hides behind your film stuff, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's awesome. No, I was literally, I've seen this 3 times. I didn't spend, 40 minutes on it the first time, but when I was collecting them, I was like, okay, yeah, there you go. There you go, Darren. And I was ready to just go full guns, just to tear him apart here. And then I saw it just in time. So I'm going to say well done on this one.
Okay.
I don't know if it's well. I don't know if it's a great photo, but it is a good. It was a good
surprise.
Slow burn. It was a little. It was a photo grenade. He just threw it and waited. So good job on that one.
Okay.
And some nice cameras there in behind.
Yeah. Some cool stuff.
Yeah. All right, next up is Verichrome. Always something needs fixing, old trucks. I'm biased on this one, so go ahead.
Yeah, just because you like old trucks, and this kind of has like the sort of dad feeling, right?
Well, yeah. We had more than one Chevy pickup truck. So I do need to know what year truck this is. I can't really tell like from the front. I'm not a crazy car guy. The firewall looks like it's a different color. It looks like it's aftermarket. Something's going on there with the electrical wiring. I'm not really sure. That doesn't look stock. With
okay,
the headlights.
No,
I need to know the headlights.
Like, you're like obsessed with the truck part of it. Let me just say as a photo,
I
like this.
79, 80?
That's great. I like this photo. My one critique would be it's a little bit blown out. Even the exposure on the subject on the guy is just it's overexposed a little bit. And I think either you could, basically bring that exposure down or even this is a cool opportunity that if you had an off-camera flash, bounce it off that hood, You could do whatever you want with the background exposure. In that case, if you brought in an extra light here, you could make it moody. You could do all kinds of cool stuff here. I like the composition. I really like pieces of the photo. I'm just a little bit, I'm distracted by the overexposure part of it.
I agree fully on that. Also, because I do love the old trucks so much, they are very photogenic. And mm-hmm. so you should be shooting a lot more with this. I'm not sure. I do follow him. We do follow him online. I don't know that I've seen any other truck photos. I'll have a look. But you should shoot with the truck a lot more, because the other good thing is, like, the cab is generally so, they're so big, and it's like the cars nowadays, there's so much going on in a small area that it doesn't really look great. But this, like, it's wide open. You could shoot half the movie Hoosiers in the front cab.
Sure.
Do it. All right. And please let us know what year that truck is.
Okay.
Next up, Duca Pixel. About me. That's all it's called. About me.
Oh no.
Are you not recording?
No, it somehow stopped or in the background somewhere. Like, I have no idea.
Okay.
Oh my God. I'm so devastated. Where is it? No, we're good. Sorry. Slow panic. We're still good. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe somehow it must have got minimized. I was like, oh no, dear God, did it not record? And yeah,
did we lose that gold?
Oh my God, this might be the best episode ever. No, I'm into it. This is really yes. real time, real right. talk. This Let's is the best episode ever.
Duca yeah. Pixel.
Okay. I like it. No.
Okay, but what do we learn about him?
So he's in the dark room.
Yes.
And it's instantly recognizable because of the color, right? Because of the red kind of dark room color.
Okay, I went a different direction.
Is this not a dark room?
It is. And now that you say it, I can see it. I thought he was a big Sting fan.
Oh, yeah, that was the other way to go. Yeah.
Roxanne.
Yeah. You don't have to turn out the red light.
That's me. That's me. I'm gonna full mea culpa on that one.
Yeah. This is a picture of a fellow in a dark room. You can see a couple of cameras and some processing equipment. And it's cool. I like the fact that it's camera oriented, it's instantly recognizable. I like the composition, I like everything that's going on. So well done.
Yeah, well done, and really great job having an actual wet dark room. It like you know when you've shot film with me, we shoot film, and I haven't in a year and a half or so, maybe 2 years now. But I typically just do the negatives in a light, like a
changing tank, bag thing, yeah,
a changing bag into a tank, and then I just scan the negatives. I don't do the actual wet prints. This looks like a lot of fun. Like I miss doing that process, and so. If you scroll down, which you can't hear, but it says as a silent but faithful something and something listener, he couldn't pass up the opportunity to introduce himself. So welcome. And it looks great. I do love that. All right. Next up is Marks Berry. Or did we decide it was Barry Marks?
Not sure.
Okay. First one on this one. Okay. Yeah, he says he lost the top and bottom due to Instagram's crop. There are ways around that, and I say that normally I don't care, but it is definitely we're missing something here.
Yeah,
and so I guarantee you, like, I like this photo, but I'll bet you it's better without Instagram ruining it.
Well, it's cutting off sort of the top of his head and bottom part of his, like, it's right, it's just an awkward spot that it's cropped.
Yeah, so. I think maybe next week or the week after, like, we'll talk about how to avoid this.
Okay.
I figured out a way to do it, because there's certain times when I like, for example, when I post the magazine covers, it's just not possible to post them without getting cropped, and so I have to go and do a little fix, which we'll talk about another time. But what I like about this, wow, this is a movie tough guy right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm scared.
I'm not even necessarily scared. He could be a good guy.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Well, if he is, I don't want to be the bad guy.
Have you ever read a book called Rogue Warrior?
No.
You're gonna.
Okay.
It is the first book I ever read about the Navy SEALs. Like, this is a way back in like 1991 or something like that. It's by a guy named Richard Marcinko, Demo okay. Dick, the Rogue Warrior, wrote it's labeled nonfiction, but I have since been told that it is very much fiction. But he looks like the Rogue Warrior.
Okay.
That
doesn't help. But you know what? You say Rogue Warrior, and I think this guy.
You're going to have to Google it. This guy is the original. He founded the founder of SEAL Team 6.
Okay.
Barry Marks. Anyways, like the lighting, like the black and white, like the stare, like the catch lights in the eyes, the whole deal. Would like to see the whole photo. That's all.
Okay.
I do appreciate the not Frank Pang, by the way. That hashtag is getting a workout now.
Yeah, I love that. I didn't even notice it was on this one, but yeah,
it's on a few of them actually.
Yes, not.
I haven't Frank even Pang. Mentioned it yet. Who else? Someone else did it. Yeah, Scott, the computer one also. Yeah, I think it shows up in other ones. So well done. Well done on the not Frank Pang.
Yeah, let's get that hashtag trending on whatever, however that works.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. That's it. So all you have to do is say it like that.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a thing.
Yeah.
Next up is Roger Dahlman. Probably my favorite one this week.
I really like this.
Did you read all of it? You couldn't have. You didn't go online. There's more. Like when I capture them, I capture, like I do a screen cap. Spoiler alert, Adam doesn't actually go on the internet. I don't think you're even allowed on the internet anymore.
No, I'm not. I'm banned.
Court order. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I basically what I do is I like the day of that, like being today, I go through and do a screen capture of all of them so that Adam can participate. That's how I spoon feed Adam.
Yeah, I was going to say you babysit me, but yeah, spoon feed is better.
Essentially. And I force him, like that scene in Clockwork Orange where they just make you watch the Instagram posts. And anyways, and so I capture all I can from the text, but there's even more. There's a long story here. And so I like the story too. Like, there's a great photo, great story. It's a very touching story, and I got to tell you, I'm honored, Roger, that you shared it with us.
Agreed.
The story. And the, and the photo, of course.
Just the part that was written here, I really like this. I really like the photo, too, but I like the photo more after I read the little background.
Yes. Yes. What do you like about the photo?
It reminds me of just all of the photos that I see hanging in people's houses. Just this sort of
better?
Like, it, yeah, but I mean, it's one that, you know, was, if it has a feel from 1986 in terms of when, you see, you go to your friend's house and they have like a family portrait, maybe it's father and sons, or maybe it's the whole family and they've got this kind of level. So for those that haven't seen the photo, you know, Roger, husband is kind of up higher in the photo, and then his wife is basically sort of positioned below, and it's got this composition that you just don't see anymore. Like, you just don't see this composition. I'm not sure why. I like it, but it has a retro-like feel. Would you agree with that?
I fully agree with that.
Yeah, yes. And one that, again, I like, and I don't know why it ever went away. I would never have thought to do a photo or position this way. It's just, it never registers to me. Maybe because I think, oh, that's how that they used to do it, but we do it different now. And bringing it back like this, I really like it. The lighting is terrific.
Yes.
It's fantastic, but I think I like it because I would never have done this, and now I think I will. I'll try it out and see. Like, maybe I'm going to
take a photo with Kathy.
Yeah, maybe I'll take a photo with Kathy. No, I was thinking more of my own family and
that
doing
makes more
it
sense,
like
yeah.
retro style. Yeah, like I really like this. I don't know if he was intending to make it have that feel, but it sure does for me. That's definite.
It's just something very simple that works. So
yeah.
why mess with it?
And they got dressed up,
I assume.
Or maybe they were already dressed. Maybe this is how they have dinner.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
But I like Roger Dahlman stuff, period. And he's got such a wide range. I mean, he's from what I'm remembering, he's done like the surf stuff and the windsurfers and a lot of the cool along the water shots, right?
Right.
Same guy, yep. Right?
I think so. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's got some wide ranging photographic skills. And so bringing him back and doing something totally different from everything we've seen from in the past, I love it. I love the range. And yeah, it's a good photo.
And maybe I'll take this opportunity right now to mention how much I appreciate the interaction amongst our quote unquote community. Like, so you can see like JC Russo, who we'll get to his photo pretty soon. You know, he's liked it and other people, I don't know, it doesn't all pop up exactly who liked it on this shot here, but other people in the community. And I know that there's been some, I got a message today. I forget who it was. I didn't have a chance to respond, but saying, hey, thanks for, you know, thanks for creating this community. And like, we get a lot of great interaction this month, from this challenge, and a lot of people are talking to each other, which again is kind of, you know,
the point.
Is our point. Yeah. It's not about, you know, interacting with us or getting to hear your photo talked about on our show. It's the other listeners, you know, seeing it, liking it, and commenting on it and back and forth. And so I really appreciate that you all appreciate it. And I appreciate that you all take the time to comment on each other's photos. Next up, Pixelscaper. A selfie for two hosers, not likely what you're going for, but it's definitely me. Hashtag Gattaca.
It's not really a hashtag, is it?
No. Yeah. Well, I'm sure someone does hashtag Gattaca. That was the, remember that one with Al Pacino? Gattaca, Gattaca.
No, I don't remember that. That was a sci-fi show though, right?
Yeah.
Gattaca? Yeah.
Where he keeps yelling at the bank robbery. I'm mixing up two different movies.
I think you're mixing some stuff up. To the photo, cool and creepy all together.
Yeah. Maybe I should have gone with Seven, the movie Seven.
Yeah.
Because he cuts his fingertips off.
Yeah, that would have made more sense.
Spoiler alert. Nah, Gattaca was fine. Yeah. Okay, definitely cool. Scott beat me to the actual joke I was going to say about identity theft. So good for you, Scott. I thought of something along those lines as well. Probably slightly funnier, but we'll see.
Okay.
All right. Next up, Diggity Dog Photos. Jeez, I thought he had posted two. There's one missing. Did he pull it? Maybe. I seem to think there was two. There was one of him at the piano that if that one's missing. You talk about this. I'm going to go look for that piano one while you. I don't want to, you know, someone doesn't get theirs talked about.
No, but this is the one we're talking about. You usually just select one if there are two.
So I don't know if it's the same person, though. I'm telling you now. Now I'm like, what if? What if I'm missing one?
You look for it. Diggity Dog. This is obviously something to do with. The name Diggity Dog has to do with he's good buddies with his dog. Is that a good assumption, do you think?
I'm busy looking at things.
Okay. So there's a photo. He's standing next to his dog and he is doing this cool kind of sandwich flip. So he's got two pieces of bread, maybe a piece of bologna or ham, not sure, a lettuce, and it's all flung up. And it's really cool because the dog, you know, is basically like a tractor beam. He's just like trained stare on the sandwich toss. And, you know, amongst the layers that get separated nicely, I'm not even sure how he pulled this off. You see the self-portrait in between the elements of the sandwich. Very creative. Never seen a photo quite like this and love it. I love the innovation. I love the look on the dog and I don't really have anything negative to say. It's just super cool. Not something I would have envisioned at all. Yeah, I'd love to hear how exactly he pulled this off. Cool photo. Just not sure about the color temperature. It seems a little yellowy. That's it. I said there was no critique and then I threw one in. Well, what do you have to say?
You gotta do it. It's really, really quite cool. I admit I was barely listening to you because I was trying to find this other photo.
Which did you find?
No.
Okay, great.
But now I'm gonna go on to his site though.
Okay.
While you're doing more talking.
No, I'm done talking about. I really like it. Cool photo. Everyone should go check it out, because when you see it, you'll be like, oh yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's not on his actual site, his actual page.
Okay.
And so I swear he posted a photo of him at the piano, and I showed my wife even, because I thought it was pretty cool. And now it looks like it was pulled, like from the internet, scrubbed from the internet.
Oh no.
I think maybe. And if not, now I feel bad. I don't want someone to have gone to all the effort.
Maybe you dreamt it. Maybe it didn't actually happen.
Yes. Good. All right. Anyways, very cool photo. I really like it.
Next one.
Whatever Adam said. All right. Another great one. Stephen Flo Rosenstengel. I'll bet he doesn't say it with the Stengel part, but that's kind of how we say it in South Germany here. His first attempt, very first attempt ever at a self-portrait. Okay, fair enough. I don't know that I do that many either. Canon 60, et cetera, et cetera. And go.
Love
like,
it.
Oh, like the black and white here, the headband, the hair, the earring, everything goes together here.
How is it one light?
It's not.
Oh
one,
no,
right?
It's not.
It?
It's, no, two. It's two. No.
Come
okay.
On,
I skimmed, and I whatever reason I had in my mind it was one light. And I'm like, how is that's amazing? But no, it's two lights. One
yes.
One sort of getting him from the front, and one sort of getting him from the back. Nice, real nice rim light. Look terrific. Good job. I love it.
Yeah, I wish I'd shot this one. I wish this was mine this month.
Yeah,
it's not. This is much better than mine. Yeah, and it's also like. Taking a self-portrait is really difficult. And so to not look at the camera and make it look like you're not looking at the camera is hard to do. And this is very well done.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right. Nice work. All right. Next up is Don CA from Don Mills. Have we talked about that in the past? Because he's submitted before.
Don Mills, Ontario, not too far from my old stomping grounds.
Isn't that where all the breakfast cereal comes from?
I don't think so. They share a name, though.
They do?
Well, I don't think that the breakfast cereal actually comes from there, but I could be wrong.
Okay. There's something I remember as a kid.
There's General Mills. General Mills.
General Mills.
Yeah, it's not Don
Mills. No, that's the name of the company.
Yeah. I don't think it's produced in Don Mills.
Okay, but I'm pretty sure that like every time you had to mail something in for like, yeah, you mail in four UPC codes to get a free bottle opener or something. Pretty sure it was always had to mail it to Don Mills.
I would have said Mississauga, Ontario.
Well, you'd be wrong, Adam.
Okay. Okay.
I have no idea.
Wax paper covers from your old Opeachy hockey cards.
It must be that, or there was got to be some sort of a Tim Hortons connection too.
Okay.
Great Anyways,
photo though. This is I
self-portrait
really like
about
this.
Me. Yeah, so obviously we figured out that he's a computer guy.
Based on the wires that are wrapped around his neck, I think that's what he's going for. Yeah.
Somebody I read down. You can't see there. Someone said, "Hey, are those Cat 5?" He said, "No, they're Cat 6." Obviously Cat 6.
Sure.
This one is better than it should be.
Yeah, I agree. Really,
that's
good.
What I'm looking at. Like this should be fine. This should be fine because selfies are difficult to do. And make them look good. This is way better than that. And I don't think it's tremendously involved. It looks like two lights to me. Sort of
based on the catch light and
also how, the zero shadows.
Yeah, and, how even it is. Agreed.
And it looks like sort of side to side clamshell lighting.
Yeah.
And it looks a little bit like it could have been influenced from Dan Winters, who you still haven't checked out. Okay. Good to know.
Nope. Haven't looked.
You should check it out. So, yeah. This one's really, like I said, way better than it needs to be. And good job, Don.
Yep.
Okay. What do we got left here? We have a couple more.
Saw Talk.
Another favorite. Yeah. Another Saw Talk. JC Russo. Much like Alan, I've been getting into woodworking. Well, looks like not really. Looks like the scene from the movie Saw.
Is JC Russo the one that does the crazy Christmas cards?
Correct.
Okay. I just what I thought. It had that comic feel, like he's cut his hand off.
Comic?
Well, I would hope that this is comic. I hope that he didn't actually cut his hand off. But yeah, I just he's taking care of all the little details to make the joke much better than it could have been if you don't take yourself seriously when you do this sort of thing. So I love it. I love the setup. So he's cut off his hand. He's staring. He's gasping because he's cut his hand off. Check it out. Great photo. This could be the cover of your new podcast that you do with JC Russo about Saw Talk. This is the album cover.
Yeah.
Saw Talk. Yeah.
Okay. I think we can do a better name than that. I can't think of it right now. I'll get back to you.
Gotcha. Okay. Saw Therapy.
Yeah, just let it go.
Okay. All right. Like, so there's not much to say. It's not a, hey, let's critique the lighting or anything. It's pretty evenly lit. It's a cool background. He sawed his hand off. Go check
Very
it
clever.
Out. Like it, like his Christmas cards. It's clever. Exactly.
It does say hashtag my hand is still there.
Okay.
So spoiler alert. It's okay. He's okay.
Good.
But yes. Very well done. Next up is Mike Roskopf. He's the one who texted me today, by the way, saying thanks for the interaction amongst the community.
Okay.
So here it is. This is photo. One of those the triptych that he split over three photos, and rather than, obviously you don't go on the internet, of course, but rather than scan through them, I pieced them together relatively reasonably well. Like his are seamless, but when I capture them, I kind of just half-assed threw them together for you. So do not critique him on that part. It looks like it is one photo.
Right.
But that's him seven times.
Right. So again, cause we're looking at the photo and the listeners aren't, it's sort of a panoramic shot. He's in the lab. And he's basically showing all sort of the different roles that he might play in the lab. And so it's him in 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, yeah, you already said
that. I think he's cloned himself.
Seven photos. It's awesome. I love it. It's cool.
I think that's the joke. It's multiplicity. Sure. The, what was the Batman? Who's the Batman? Michael Keaton in the multiplicity. I think that's the reference here.
Okay. It's cool. It's very unlike what I would have, again, expected from a selfie, but a good interpretation. Love it. Really, really well done.
And what goes on in the lab? Not Frank Peng. So not Frank Peng, a typo, which he then references later on and corrects himself, not Frank Peng.
Okay.
I love what's going on there.
Yeah, sure.
So yeah, this one took some incredible effort to do and very well executed. Like the lighting, like we see shadows and the guys in the background, the shadows are still there, you know, how it's all pieced together. It was very well done. Every single one of these multiplicity guys all wear the same shoes though, which is kind of weird. Doesn't that feel like they could probably wear different shoes on different days?
Sure. Sorry. I'm already looking at the next photo. I thought we
covered
that one.
Okay. Let's go to that one then.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is David 120 Williams from Sydney, Australia. This is 200 monthly photo challenge, self-portrait with some subtlety. This photo is inspired by that of another photographer. The subtlety is in you working out who.
Is it Annie Leibovitz?
I assumed it was Frank Peng. I'm not even joking. It's Frank like the next Peng. Photo.
No, it's not. I don't He's think so.
The very next photo. Look at the very next photo coming up. We end with Frank.
Okay, so inspired by another photographer. I agree. There is a similarity in that photo, but I think it's the pose. That pose to me feels super familiar. So not so much the lighting. Yeah. I was looking at the pose as inspired by another photographer because it just doesn't seem like a natural pose that you would go to. I feel like it's something that's from a famous album cover, something from a magazine, something, a book, and someone posed like this.
Is it that one where Zappa was sitting on the toilet? That one?
Could have been. Yeah, it might have been that. That, you know what, okay. That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, but maybe, that's exactly what I thought.
But maybe it's Frank Peng, because the light, you're right about the lighting. The lighting would be very similar to that of another photographer, but I thought it was the pose. So maybe my bad. Maybe
it could be. He does say, hey, P.S. And again, if you scroll down, P.S., if you need another hint, let me know. So yeah, we do need another hint. I'm not familiar with this specific pose. Like, maybe it is something that Richard Avedon did. I don't know. So if it's not Frank Peng, yes, please give us another hint. And by hint, we mean the answer.
Okay.
But it's still very cool. I do like this.
Very cool photo. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Okay. And last up, saving the best for last is the banger.
Yeah, he's got to win, right? He's inspired the world to not be him.
Yeah, I mean, I heard on the news today, I saw Greta Thunberg saying, hey, remember me? And I was like, no, we're on to Frank Peng now. It's everything's Peng. Hashtag not Greta Thunberg, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's changing. He's changing it.
Why am I taking shots at a 17-year-old girl who's trying to change the world? Why?
You bring her name up a lot.
I do.
Are you intimidated by her?
I'm a little bit fascinated with her, actually.
Plus, she has a funny name.
Greta?
Yeah, that's just a funny name.
Greta Garbo. It's cool. It's not the name. No, I am neither here nor there. I'm not saying, hey, I would follow her into hell. But I am very impressed with the imprint she has had on the zeitgeist. It is absolutely amazing.
For second only to Frank Peng. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, this was we saw this last month, didn't we? It was in a weekly challenge or something, or monthly challenge. Didn't make it. He didn't post it late, or November, or so, I don't know. Let's not rehash it. Either way, well done.
And it has a mood to it. So it's sort of out of the darkness. So Frank Peng, like a superhero, he's kind of rising from the darkness, from the shadows. Everybody, you know, has been talking about it. Everyone's heard the legend, the myth of Frank Peng. And all of a sudden, this photo captures from the shadows. Here is the man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah. I can't add to that. All I'm saying, like, he does hashtag it, I am Frank Peng.
Which I love.
I love that. I would add another one that says hashtag not Frank Peng.
Not Frank Peng.
Not Frank Peng.
Okay.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Okay.
I do like this for black and white and all that, the way that the light falls, et cetera, et cetera. So well done.
Yeah.
Okay. That's on to ours now.
Oh my gosh. I've been waiting for this.
No, we don't have time. Let's skip past these. All right, so let's have a look at yours. Here we go. This is you at the hockey rink, obviously.
Yeah, this was at the tournament this week, and I thought, you know,
this is the X100.
Taking a selfie. Nope, this is the 60.
Okay.
And this is an tripod? 80. Nope, this is my daughter. I set it up. I said, here, you hold this, take the photo. And so
voice-activated tripod.
Yeah, basically voice. I didn't bring a tripod. I thought I was bringing way too much stuff to this tournament in Chilliwack. So, nope, my daughter was the voice activated tripod, and yeah, that's it. Just point and shoot, and 85 mil on the 60.
Okay. And this is just the rink lighting.
Yeah.
A good use. Did you actually go and pick a spot that was going to give you some nice lighting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cause they're dark. Rinks are dark. I've complained about this in the past. And so you get most of the light, almost like a window here, right? So all the lights are pretty much over the rink. You also get the bounce from the ice. And so I thought, okay, well, I need people to know this is meant to be an environmental portrait. So I need people to know I'm at the rink. Hockey rinks have a very distinct look around the boards. So the glass around the boards, the yellow, like that's universal to hockey rinks, like the yellow at the bottom of the boards, yellow at the top. So I said, okay, I'm going to pose over there.
Which is relatively new actually, because it used to sometimes be blue and
whatnot,
in the old days.
Yeah. Now it's, you'll find they all kind of look like this. And also there was people all over the place. This is just before the game. And so I thought, okay, I want to empty background. I don't want a whole bunch of people right in behind. So I said, here, this is the perfect spot. This is at the end of the rink. and I just told my daughter to take the shot. I sort of, I took a photo of her and said, try to get it like this in terms of composition. Mm-hmm. And she did. And that's it. I could have cropped this a bit tighter, mm-hmm. but I liked the reflection of the banners. A lot of old yes. ranks like this have all the banners hanging, and I couldn't get the light uh-huh. to be in the right place and get the banners. So I thought my only shot was with a reflection. So again,
part of why we... And the reflection of you too.
Yeah, and there's a reflection of me, but it's just, yeah, it's not much of a reflection there. It's more to get the banners and also, unfortunately, just a very mucky background, but that is what hockey rinks are. So there's a bunch of crap that I wish wasn't in the background, but too bad.
It's out of focus. What are you going to do?
Yeah, and that's it. So there you go.
So you can look up there and see the PCAHA champs 1997, PCAHA champs 1979. Those are all the banners that are up there, right?
You got it.
Classic rink. And so what do we learn about you is that you're a loner at the rink. You don't play well with others.
That's right. Yeah.
Everybody's off having coffee and chatting.
Yeah. But we knew that, right? We knew that. A loner at the rink. That's what I was going for.
Yeah. Rink loner. Okay. Good. Well done then.
Okay.
Okay. So I posted two, but one, we're going with a full body shot.
The full body.
Yeah, there you go. This was harder this week than I thought it was going to be. I had a bunch of ideas, and then it was like, wow. I took mine today, spoiler alert, just before the show, because I wanted to feature my new blue wall.
This is the office? Is this the office?
Yeah, this is the office.
I love the color. Yeah, great color.
Yeah, it's called Pacific, and I was like, how do I not get Pacific? Right?
Yeah.
The ocean there. But yeah, I wanted something blue and something I could use as a nice background. Normally, I will shoot it out of focus because I like yourself. I do hate the skip trowel walls. My wife likes them, so probably getting divorced. But it's the wall version of Comic Sans.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Anyways,
I don't not like this.
Right.
I don't even know what that means.
What? I don't not like this.
Yeah, figure that one out.
I'm not sure. Am I Frank Pang?
Yeah.
No.
No, what it's is good. It's good. Fine. It's, yeah, maybe I'm overstating when I say it's good. It's fine. Something about the angle, I don't know, for me. I can tell you're leaning into the wall, but are you? Are you just the Leaning Tower of Pisa? Like
can't tell, right? You can't tell. I am leaning against the wall. I am. That's the one takeaway I noticed, but I was like, if I leaned even more, I would lose my plane of focus, and I wanted the eyes to be in focus.
But just based on where the shadows are, it's super weird. It looks like you're floating kind of with like a 20 degree lean to your right. Like you say, if my brain could make sense of your shoulder in contact with that wall, I don't know how
I promise
there. It is. Okay.
Well, this is a corner shot.
I know. It's just weird that it's really sort of like an illusion. It's a strange illusion that there's nothing, like not any hint of a shadow around that right side of your arm or shoulder, something that tells me that you're leaned against that. And that's really all that I don't like about it. I don't mind the parts of the wall that you can see. Like, yeah, I like you mentioned about the type of walls there are, like none of that bothers me. Otherwise, like I like it. This seems like a very you photo in terms of not much of a smile, very, very subtle. That's why the other photo, which technically I think is a better photo, the one you posted of just kind of more of the headshot, it seems too much of a smile for you. It seems smirky. So I don't know if you're going to post both, but one is smirky.
Yeah, I'll post both. The other one I'm posting just to prove that I can indeed smile. And I like the photo better. It's actually window light. The one, the one I'm submitting for the challenge, the full body one, that's lit by a softbox.
Okay.
Raked the softbox is next to the wall, but kind of pointing out. So it's sort of rakes across the wall a little bit, like it feathers onto the wall and then the background wall, which is, I kind of like that lighting bit and the way the shadow falls. And I wanted to keep that one as the submission because you do learn, there are two things that you, well, three things that you learn about me in that photo that you, some of it you probably know, some of it you may not. You probably do know all of it, but the other photo is a window light, 100% window light, turn the flashes off. and window light coming from the side. Like the photo much better. You just don't learn anything. And gotcha. That was part of the criteria. So I do like it. I can smile, which does seem like a bit of a smirk. Maybe that's why. Maybe we learn why Alan doesn't smile in photos. Maybe that's the thing that we learn.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know why. I don't think have I talked about it on the show? Probably.
I'm sure you have. It's not really a good story, but go ahead, tell it.
No, I'm not going to tell it. I wasn't going to bother.
But it's not a good lead. No, the story is awful, but go ahead. Let's hear it.
Yeah. This is I'm going to go outside and smash my hand with a hammer while you tell the story because I prefer that. But that would be great. So in the full length one, there are three things you learn. A, hey, what's in my pocket?
Sure.
No,
dig deep. Yeah, that's what your shirt should say.
So there are two things. There are two things which if you go ahead and guess them in 10 seconds, then go ahead. Otherwise, I'm going to leave it for this week, and I'll mention it next week. The two things that you should learn about this that you may not know.
Okay.
So what do you think? Is there?
I'm not answering. I'm not learning anything. I have no idea.
I will tell you one thing.
Okay.
One subtlety is that if you look closely at my watch, you may take away the fact that I like airplanes. That is an aviation watch. Okay. And that usually I would say that there's a correlation between people who wear those, usually pilots, but I'm not one of those. But I would say that most aviation fans tend to have those watches. So that's just one little takeaway.
Okay.
There you go. And the other one's a much, I would say, bigger, I don't know, probably. There is one more takeaway.
You like beige pants.
Those are more khaki. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I'm not sure what those are. You can't really tell in those, but I did learn that sometimes stain remover leaves an actual stain, ironically. So that's something. That's not the takeaway, though. There is a takeaway from this that you should learn something about me, and we'll just let it either blow up or be completely ignored on Instagram this week. Either way, I'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
Cliffhanger.
Yes.
All right. Thanks to everybody for submitting. It was a great, great month for that. I actually really like getting to know everybody. It's kind of flattering that you would take the time out of your busy lives to do that and share with Adam and I and with everybody else and sort of introduce yourselves. So thanks a lot. Next month challenge, I mentioned it like a month ago, is now it's another portrait of somebody else this time. No self-portraits and no family members. No immediate family members. I mean, if you want to go with, long-lost cousins, I suppose. But the idea being to shoot somebody that you're not necessarily comfortable asking.
Okay.
So shoot a portrait of a non-family member. Hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers on Instagram. Even better, please tag @TwoHosers. And that way we are sure to see it. If you mention us in a comment, sometimes people will mention us, go, hey, check it out, @TwoHosers. That, I don't always see them. In fact, if we missed you this week, it's probably because you mentioned us in a comment. And the way Instagram works, or the way I work with Instagram, pretty good chance I'm going to miss that. So, use the hashtag, tag us, and we'll check that out. Next month, we'll check out your portraits. Remember, hey, it is a slightly shorter month, even though it's a leap year this year, slightly shorter month, so get on it right away.
Okay.
All right, photo challenge for next week is going to be simple, and it's going to be based on me getting my camera back. It is focus and recompose. That simple.
Gotcha.
Just to see, I just want to see if I can actually do it again. I'm very excited that my camera will autofocus. All right. That's it.
Okay, websites.
Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com. The two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.